said, even though the words you say might just fade away.
Played the pawn, hand in hand, son drove the long walk to a handsome man in the town. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see the pit in the pendulum and brush the background. Are you sleeping? Hung velvet overtaking me, dim chandelier awakening me to a song dissolved in the dawn. The music hall of cosmic bow, the music all is lost for now. Silver moon, carriage across the fog, to step to lamplight cellar tune. The laughs come hard in Auld Lang Syne. The glass was raised to fire and rose the fullness of the wine, the dim last toasting. Surf's up, board a tidal wave. Come about hard and join the young and often spring you gave. I heard the word, wonderful thing, a children's song.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we are back with Stranger Waves. I'm here, as always, with Autumn Malone.
We are back.
So, how's everything? How's life?
Should we get, like, super deep this show?
Yeah,
should
we? I mean, we were getting... So, I think that we've been getting complaints that we talk too much, but then we were told to cater towards Ava.
Yeah,
then we talk too little.
Yeah, we were told... We're just told that, basically... We can't do anything right.
Pretty much.
It's really sad. I don't know. We have a lot of good music lined up today, though.
I really like this
set. One of those songs, I found another song that is like 4 minutes, so we have like an hour of music queued, but we don't have to play it all.
So that was Surf's Up by the Beach Boys off the album Surf's Up. Yeah, that's a cut from the Smile Sessions, the album that didn't end up getting made by Ryan Wilson. A bunch of their stuff was repurposed on later albums. Surf's Up is probably my favorite one of those. I love that song. It's a great album closer.
I know, it's such a ballad. Yeah. Like, it's such a, yeah.
I mean,
I know, we're really all over the place. I'm trying to think, like,
been on a huge Beach Boys kick, though. Just Brian Wilson in general. Just genius. Literal genius. But, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think we both contributed to the set list this week, which is nice. So.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
CompSci, guys. CompSci is due Monday night, guys. Which is huge.
That's massive.
I mean, it wasn't even a shorter deadline. It still gave us a week. But, you know, that gives me the whole day just to think about this one playlist that I started at 2 a.m. last night.
Hey, so, I started mine at 1 a.m., so.
Man, all right. I should get kicked off the show for that.
All right, well, this is She's Not There by The Zombies. Absolute classic. Enjoy, everybody.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Classic.
Such a classic.
Great song. So, where are we going tonight, Otten?
We're going to this, like, small show. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. It's,
pretty small band.
It's not, I mean, it's LCD Sound System. I know a lot of people, like, get that mixed up. But yeah, no, we're going to his, like, his show. He's, like, this new, sort of, like, synth pop. Yeah, not synth pop. Yeah, we're going to LCD Sound System tonight. I'm very excited.
I am so excited. I saw photos from this show last night, and it looks like it's going to be a bunch of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to just see him on the DJ set doing his thing with the sequencers. I don't know.
I can't wait to be up front row and then watch him get winded after one song.
Just, like, hand him an inhaler.
I'm going to bring my inhaler for James Murphy.
Yes, yes.
Got to keep him alive.
Yeah, I don't know. So then we're not playing an Emerson, Lake, and Palmer song, so I guess I can talk about it now. But, like, so I've I've talked about this class a lot now, but our current topic is synths, which obviously James Murphy uses a ton of.
You can say that.
And like, whether it's like using it as an actual keyboard or using it as a sequencer, he uses them all the time.
You know, there's a Moogzeum in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh my god! Like what? I mean we should get an original Moog and WMFO and just take up a whole room.
I'm gonna join eBoard just so I can put that on the funding. Yes. Like
we need $100,000 of funding to get an original Moog from like 1958. Like that's what we need in here.
You know what? Actually, this is a perfect time. If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help keep it freeform.
I planned that.
If you want us to get a Moog.
I want commission on the donations that we get in the next, like, 2 hours, because I feel like that's all going to be this.
We're doing God's work over here.
Seriously.
All right. Well, not to keep us talking too long, but yeah, this is, I don't know, is this my favorite song off This Is Happening? Maybe.
They're all good.
Except for Drunk Girls. I'm still not.
I love Drunk Girls.
I'm still not on that.
Oh, I can't wait. That, out of guys, that's a song.
It's a song by LCD Sound System. Yeah.
Not the thing.
All right. I think they know.
Yeah.
They know.
Okay.
All right. But yeah, this is I Can Change off of This Is Happening. I'm so excited to hear this one. This is going to be great. All right. I'm going to keep it in tradition. Enjoy, everybody.
Tell me.
James Murphy, Goat Talk.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, aside
LeBron
from him,
or James Murphy?
Actually, perfect segue because I wanted to talk about the Lakers. I think the entire basketball world can rejoice that the Lakers did not make the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
You want to hear something funny?
We were talking about this earlier. LeBron's the GOAT.
LeBron's the GOAT. I'm not even going to argue that. But the Los Angeles Lakers had 31 wins this season.
Okay.
Guess how many starting lineups they had?
Oh, they have more?
39.
Oh, no. LeBron was in all of them, I guess, but, you know.
Except when he was injured. I mean, that's the thing that I find so funny about this is that bro is 37 and is second in the league in scoring, and his team still didn't make them playoffs.
He's also just kind of awesome. Like, I don't know. He knows he's the best, and I think, I don't know. I think he does it with a level of humility, but also, confidence.
It's because he's still
in
the league.
It's very charming.
It's because he's still in the league. I guarantee you the day he retires, he's like, yeah, I'm the greatest of all time. He's going to adopt that MJ mentality.
Yeah. Wait till MJ's dead, and then, he's going to be like, guys, I mean, we all know, right?
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess I would take James Murphy in a 1v1, though.
So. Low key. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I find it really funny that, everybody was ragging on the Heat, being bubble frauds, stuff like that.
You guys play actual defense. I respect that.
I am literally praying for a Celtics Heat Eastern Conference Finals matchup.
This is going to be 70-point games.
I know.
Yeah, college basketball.
An absolute grudge match, but it would be really fun to go see that in Boston.
Yeah, that would be fun.
So, shout out LaMicky, Anthony Day to Day Davis, and Russell Westbrook. Goat talk.
You're joining us on Goat Talk.
And greatest coach of all time, Frank Vogel. Okay, that's my basketball talk. I'm done.
Yeah, that's Harrison's sports section. NBA section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's going to be the playoffs, though, so we're going to have to have that every week just to let Harrison rant about.
I swear to God, if we get knocked in the first round, I'm going to be very upset. I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah, but he's going to be flipping over, the turntables and stuff in here. It's going to be expensive, to say the least.
But we're carrying the funding, so.
We are carrying the funding for that original Moog, so.
I wish we had, on Twitch streams, every time somebody donated, it would, pop up on the screen, and you, shout them out.
What's the word for the subscriber on Twitch. I forgot. It's
subscriber.
It is. It's, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh.
But, okay. So this is one of Auden's songs. You want to introduce it?
I was looking for more stuff by LCD Sound System because, honestly, that song just made me so much more excited for tonight, too. But I was looking at LCD Sound System, his Tidal page, because, I use Tidal. Shout out Jay-Z. But under related artists, it gave me Confidence Man, which maybe is a sign that I should be more confident. But also, I decided to listen to their music.
I do not think you need to be more confident.
Okay. Shout out Gabe for that one. it gave me Confidence Man. I think I listened to them maybe a couple years ago when their album came out. But they're kind of DJ-ish, but... I can see why they're related to LCD Sound System, and I found this song, which was pretty interesting. It was good. It's called Fascination. So,
yeah. All right. Let's get right into it. Let's try it out.
I lost my prospects, but I still get take it in, I pull it out, I stick it back in and wiggle it round in a little circle. I don't get older, I just get taller, but that's okay, cause I got no self-respect.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It's funky.
It's funky, it's funky for sure.
Also, real quick shout out to our listeners in Detroit. I heard we have a huge Detroit fan base.
It was ever since I talked about Dilla.
Ever since we started talking about Dilla.
Detroit's been coming in.
Detroit is on the air. Well, they're not on the air. We got to figure out how to work our phones.
Whoa. We're on the air. We're up to 42 listeners. Oh, shout out listeners.
Shout out listeners.
Yeah.
The answer to life, 42. All right, keep going. Sorry.
So it's no surprise that I love Steely Dan. And by extension, I love Donald Fagen, who's one of two Steely Dan people.
The problem is the last name Fagen reminds me of my high school math teacher, who was... she's an interesting character, but...
Good to know. Shout out Auden's high school math teacher.
No.
Maybe not shout out?
I mean, now it's just like she's gotten some sort of press, so she's going to be super hyped about it. Yeah. But, you know.
But so Dan and I actually walked into this Italian grocery store last week.
Which one was that?
Bob's.
Bob's. Dude, I love that it's like Dave's
and Bob's.
Yes.
And so we walk in, and of course, this song is playing. And we both, like, lose it because we think it's really funny that, like, it's just some random Italian market's playing a Donald Fagen track. But
of course.
It's weird how stuff works out. You
know. And they had great antipasti. So,
they
like,
had
you
really,
know.
Really good antipasti. I mean,
these things are all connected.
They're all connected. Yes. But, yeah, This is New Frontier. Great song.
I'm excited. I haven't heard it, but yeah.
It sounds like a Steely Dan song.
Great.
But so yeah, enjoy everybody. Shout out mom who's listening, getting me on the Steely Dan kick when I was a kid.
I don't know if my mom's listening, but she might listen to the archive. So if you're listening now, we're on the archive, mom. Shout out.
All right. Enjoy everybody.
I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
So, a fun fact, actually both my dogs are rescued from puppy mills.
You're better than me, because my dog is like a wonder of science, a miniature golden doodle. So,
hey, yeah. Sassafras is the goat, though.
Sassafras is the goat. Sassafras or LeBron?
Sassafras. Nah. Yeah. That's a great. I remember you told me that was your dog's name, and I was like, that's just a perfect. Yeah, that's just such a perfect dog name.
The ice cream store in Hudson, New York, had sassafras flavored ice cream.
Uh huh.
And my brother was like, let's name a dog. We didn't even have a dog until like 4 years later, but like my family collectively remembered sassafras. That our first choice name was sassafras, second choice name was Pepper, and you know, I sassafras like just fit. You can call her Sassy. You can call her Frass, you can call her Sassafrutal-Doo, like stuff like that, okay. You know?
Yeah. So, kind of a leap here, but I see Brian Eno, which makes me think of the Talking Heads, which makes me think of David Byrne, which makes me think of This Must Be the Place, right?
Yeah.
So, I was looking up to see if the Arcade Fire cover of it was on Apple Music, because I wanted to close the show with that. Great cover, by the way. Go listen to that. Yeah, I'll play it on the show at some point. But as I was searching in Apple Music, you know who has a cover of This Must Be the Place?
Who?
The Lumineers.
Really?
It is one of the worst covers I've ever heard. Like it's up there with that Machine Gun Kelly cover of Aerials and the Puddle of Mud cover of About a Girl. It is seriously like, so bad.
If people didn't know who Black Midi was and they heard their cover of Love Story, they would probably feel very similar.
No, but here's my point, right? Like the Love Story cover was like, there was stuff going on,
yeah,
right?
I guess so.
The This Must Be the Place cover, I almost want to play 30 seconds of it just so you can hear it, is like, they're just hitting one note, and it's the guy be like, hope, that's where I want to be. Like stop. Yeah. It's like this.
They made
this
it all, like, sad and, like,
this yeah. Ho-hey music needs to be, like, erased from society.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I think it's just sort of fizzled out.
Oh,
I can
phone's
see.
Blowing up. I made a hot take, so phone's blowing up.
Man.
All right, cool.
All
right.
All the Lumineers fans are about to like mob us. All the Tufts Lumineers fans.
I hope so. All 10 of them.
God damn.
All right. Well, speaking of Brian Eno, we got a Brian Eno song up next.
Yeah, I really like this song. I mean, also you would have loved it in this music class yesterday. Played. Discreet music.
Ooh.
Not the whole thing, obviously, because it's like 30 minutes long, of just like notes. But I was like, I realized they have it on, you know, you can just like listen to that. Yeah. I don't know.
Have you listened to any of Brian Eno's ambient stuff?
Well, is that not considered ambient?
No, he has projects that are called Ambient 1,
yeah, yeah.
2, 3.
I listened to parts of it last night when I was looking for stuff. But
my favorite thing, one of my favorite things ever is that, like, Dad's a huge Eno head, right? So we're at this record store, and I see they have, I want to say Ambient 3 on vinyl.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, Dan, do you have this? Daddy's like, no, too scary.
Too scary. And I thought you guys were working on an Ambient project.
Whoa,
How's
whoa,
that
whoa,
too scary?
Whoa, whoa. That's not public yet, Auden.
I mean, we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, if we could figure out how to use this terrible software that this MIDI keyboard came with that I can't seem to remove from it to save my life.
Does it only work with one software?
Yeah, or I have to pony up like $500 to get like an actual like decent. So if anybody has a flash drive that might have like something on it, I'm not condoning piracy or anything. Swing by the WMFO studio next Wednesday.
Yeah, just we'll be here, same time, same place.
Road rage.
Yeah, road rage.
But yeah.
Boston.
Let's get into this track. Brian Eno, No One Receiving. Great song. Here we go.
Let's do it.
With my rudder on its metal wings.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
Probably my pick for greatest music producer of all time, personally. I mean, it's the body of work is just insane.
Right, yeah. Like, I was looking, when you go up on his page, you see, like, Brian Eno producer essentials, and it's like Talking Heads, his own stuff,
Roxy Music,
U2, Coldplay, which is like is not good, but like it's just
it's very prolific.
The idea that he can do all that stuff. I mean, you know,
I want to
U2 is like world sensation for some reason.
I've never understood. I feel like a lot of other bands that are huge, I can like get even if I don't like really like them. But U2, I've just never understood.
It's just because it's easy. Like it's not. There's nothing so wild going on that it's like anyone could.
Yeah,
listen
fair
to
enough.
It.
Fair enough.
And they're just playing like electric instruments, you know.
Like, thank God, my parents were into like the Stones instead of like U2.
Yeah, I mean those are different eras too.
That's true. Yeah, my dad's old, so.
Shout out, Dad.
Shout out, Dad. But yeah, I don't know. Can you believe Mick Jagger's still touring?
That's crazy. Wait, isn't there a... No. I thought I saw like a weird Mick Jagger vinyl in here earlier, but maybe it's gone now.
I almost bought some box set that was vinyl. It was like all the Rolling Stones albums, and I almost got baited because I looked at it and it was like post-1980. So it's just like...
Oh. Yeah.
It's just a collection of like insanely mid albums.
I also love that when Ethan was decorating his room with all the records, like he just randomly has like the Rolling Stones record and he's got like the Police up there.
I love how he
like he doesn't know any of these bands. They're great, but like he hasn't listened to any of this stuff.
He got Remain in Light and it had a vinyl in it and he dropped it out of the case.
Oh, yeah. I mean these like great records are just like nailed to his wall.
And
I mean
it looks the West Side Story soundtrack.
Obviously. I mean as one does.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta I'll never forget this movie in freshman year. Ethan, we were talking, like, I don't know, I feel like it's, like, an easy talking point, right? Like, oh, like, what kind of music do you listen to? I feel like it's a pretty revealing question.
Yeah.
And he's like, Chance the Rapper was his answer.
I mean, he didn't listen to music until, like, this year.
I know, I tried so hard last year to get him into music, it just didn't really work.
I think it did. I think it worked subconsciously, because now, like, he'll get on Aux and he'll play, like, he's playing Pink Floyd and all that stuff, it was great.
I fortunately listened to Animal Collective one time when we were, like, I don't know, just chilling in his room one day.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But,
it's funny how people's music tastes work. Like, I feel like the both of us have, a willingness to, like, at least try to recognize good music in a lot of different genres. Except for the Lumineers. They're really not great.
I mean, listen, I'm elitist. Like, I'll be the first to admit it. Like, it's just one of those things that, like, I pride myself on having a good music taste, and sometimes it can get a little bit excessive.
I mean, there's a reason, you know, there's a reason you signed up for a radio show to, you know, but educate the people.
I was getting into an argument with Ray on the couch while you were watching UNC Kansas game.
Yeah.
That was really funny because Youngblood and MGK are like...
I don't know how you... How did they convert you? I don't understand how you became drinking. I don't get it.
Oh, MGK and Youngblood aren't drinking.
Oh, they're not. Okay.
Okay. See, I don't even All right. Just and for everybody listening, Drain Gang is Echo 2K, Blade, and Tyboy Digital.
All right. I thought Drain Gang was just like anything.
It's a legitimate collective. It's like that's like their group.
Okay. I thought Drain Gang was more just like not even bad music, just that area of sounds.
No, like, MGK and Youngblood are terrible pop punk, and Youngblood's like vaguely trying to be emo.
Right. See, I thought Drain Gang had like this emo thing going on, and
a little bit. Echo 2K kinda. I don't know. I'm working on Craig.
It's like this post X period where like people have like taken XXXTentacion and then like turned up the dial.
Blade was prolific before XXXTentacion. Yeah. It's cloud rap. It's post like ASAP Rocky's first mixtape is like the epitome of this genre.
I guess.
No, it literally the start of cloud rap is that ASAP Rocky project.
But I feel like there's different areas of cloud rap. Like,
so the progression was like that Young Lean got involved, and then Young Lean kind of created Sad Boys, which was like.
But XXXTentacion wouldn't be considered cloud rap. Like,
nah, he's considered garbage.
Shout out X.
No, shout out X. I'm not giving X a platform.
No.
I swear to God, my blood boils every time I see somebody like post a photo of him as if he was like a serial abuser. Yeah, he was a terrible person.
Yeah.
Music is pretty mid too, in my opinion, but whatever. It's for different people.
He's like the U2 of our generation.
That's Drake. That's like, Drake. But
we are down some like really weird rabbit hole right now. I think we should play.
I just got a text. How are you not roasting Auden right now?
For not knowing Drain Gang? Guys, get out of your heads right now. We live in the real world.
That's a Young Lean song, out of my head.
Yeah, that's what I... See, I know all the references. Get out of your heads, all right? We're all in the real world. Not everyone needs to know what Drain Gang, the Drain Gang Collective is, okay? Exactly.
All right, Parquet Courts, Violence, also a Young Lean song.
This is featuring Young Lean.
This is Jonathan Lean Doer 69. Jonathan Lean Doer 96, my bad. All right. Yeah. Violence by Parquet Courts.
Just before you were told you didn't meet the standards of integrity that this organization strives.
I always get sad as part of the show.
I know. The time freaking moves.
I know. I'm hoping one day that, like, the show right after us, he needs a sub, so we can just do, like, a two-hour set.
Yeah.
Just, like, really take our time.
I feel like we should do... We should see, I don't know if WMFO will let us ever do this. Maybe after the mass thing. But, like, if we just, like, could have some, like, three-hour, two-hour set where we just have, like,
I'd come in friends. I'd come in one night where it's, like, super late and just
But
do
also
it.
We just have, like, friends come in and out.
Yeah.
Just, like, put on some music, listen to good music, and talk about whatever. I mean, that's kind of what we're doing now.
What was I going to say? I think, like, one of my, like, kind of dream setups for a radio show would be to kind of steal the Spotify Dissect format and do, like...
See, I don't even know what that is.
Dedicate an entire show to, like, an album or an artist and then,
yeah,
like, go through and, like, meticulously talk about their work. But, like, I just don't think we have enough time to do
I think
like
if
that.
We started playing vinyl, we could figure that out. Because... I don't know.
But even that, I know
we're
us.
Not DJs, so we can't, like, mix like that. But if we just wanted to play a vinyl, and then, I don't know.
The main concern for me is that I know us, and I know we get sidetracked. We're getting sidetracked even right now, just even discussing this.
Yeah,
so, that is true. Tight ship. I mean, because the crazy thing is these Dissect episodes are an hour long. They dedicate each episode is a song, and it's, like, almost 2 hours that they spend.
Right. Well, because they go by, like... each track in the mix, right? Like they're
no, it's not even that. It's more about, like, the story behind the song, like how,
yeah,
it was created. Not even, like, more the technical stuff, just, like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's
maybe I have listened to some of that. I remember I listened to something with Moses Sumney,
yeah,
and it was a song with, like, a harp on it, and he told the whole story about how they found this harpist that was, like, she was just amazing, and they just like let her do her thing, and then they wanted an outro with a live band. It's like all this very, like, the stories between bringing the song together as it is.
This is one
cool.
of my favorite one that I saw on them. I listened to the one on Circle or on Swimming recently. I think they're doing Circles too.
Yeah.
But they're talking about the intro to 2009. John Byron produced it.
Yeah.
And basically, they only had access to, I think, a 4-piece string section to it.
Okay.
So what he did was he recorded each instrument individually and then layered it so it sounded like a full orchestra.
Yeah, that's very
it's
cool.
It's insane. It, like, you wouldn't even be able to tell if you're listening to, like, the song off bat. Like,
yeah.
But
yeah, no, that kind of stuff is cool. Maybe we'd need to actually find an artist that would come in for our show. If you guys are interested in coming on Stranger Waves Wednesdays at noon and talking about the production of your hit song,
yeah, I wonder if we know anybody who has a hit song that might be coming back to Medford semi soon to perform.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll well, I'll rack my brain.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You know, I heard... okay, never mind. But...
The Irvington folks are listening.
Shout out to Ella Jane, though.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see what she can do with Amine.
Maybe, yeah.
Amine will let her do the courses.
Bia, is it?
Bia. I've heard, like, two of her songs. Just because I looked it up after they announced for Spring Fling. We haven't had a Spring... Well, actually, we have to wait till it happens and we can review it, but...
Oh, we will review it. That's for sure.
Yes.
I'm treating it like a music festival. I'm going to show up with, like, my camelback and, like...
We're, like, 5 minutes away from where we live and we're just, like... Yeah.
Just
it's
up,
like we're at Burning Man, like...
Oh, yeah. My God. Tufts Burning Man, Burning Jumbo.
I mean, if that was going to happen anywhere, yeah, it would be here.
All right. Well, we got to close it up, unfortunately.
I know.
But... What a better way to end a show than with J Dilla.
Yeah.
Shout out to Troy again. This is Don't Cry.
This is like, I've been listening to this on repeat for
days.
Yeah,
the song is the song.
And
is
I
incredible.
Never get tired of it. So.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thank you.
Enjoy this gloomy day. Do something fun for yourself. Enjoy the day off.
Yeah.
If you're going to LCD Sound System tomorrow or tonight. Come find us. We'll
yeah.
be in the pit.
We'll sign. Your forehead.
Yeah, we'll sign your forehead.
Yeah.
All right. This is 91.5 WMFO. I'm Harrison.
This is Auden.
And thanks for listening.
Thank
to
you very
Waves.
Much.
Enjoy, everybody. Don't cry.
All right. You sing it, and I'll show you how my voice was made an unbelievable thing good.
Oh, okay, George.